We're returning to Acts 23, verses 23 through 30. In verse 23, we hear Claudius Lysias, the commander of the Jerusalem garrison, say, "Get a detachment ready to go to Caesarea at 9 o'clock tonight." Well, as we mentioned last time, the plan is to take Paul to Caesarea by the sea, which happens to be the location of Governor Antonius Felix's residence. Now, Felix has an interesting, albeit notorious, reputation. He ruled as Judea's procurator about 8 years, beginning in 52 AD. His brother Pallas, who was a favorite of the Emperor Claudius and then Nero, arranged Felix's appointment as governor of Judea. Felix was famous for his utterly ruthless tactics in quelling Jewish uprisings, and this is, of course, important to what happens to Paul. Like his brother Pallas, Antonius Felix was once a slave, but either earned or paid for his freedom. Tacitus, the Roman historian, described Felix as, quote, cruel, licentious, and base. He also said that Felix exercised the power of a king with the mindset of a slave. As an example, Felix was attracted to Drusilla, a daughter of Herod Agrippa I, and although Drusilla was married to Azizus, Felix committed adultery with her and then later took her as his own wife. Well, Luke tells us that the Roman commander wrote a letter to Governor Felix. I'm going to read the letter for you. It's short, but it's very informative. Claudius Lysias to His Excellency Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and they were about to kill him, but I came with my troops and rescued him, for I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found that the accusation had to do with questions about their law, but there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. When I was informed of a plot to be carried out against the man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him." So there's the letter. The more I studied the commentaries on this letter, the more I realized that there is a lot that isn't immediately evident when you read it. It takes several readings, actually, to get some of the interesting facts from it. First, as F.F. Bruce notes, it's only now that the commander of the Antonia garrison's name is actually stated in the book of Acts. Up to this point, Luke has used several terms to describe him. If we were a first century reader looking at this letter for the first time, the commander's name would immediately, however, capture our attention. The commander is very likely Greek. He took the cognomen or nickname Lysias when he acquired Roman citizenship. He told Paul that he had purchased his citizenship for a lot of money. Second, he probably assumed the nomen or second Roman name Claudius after the Roman emperor himself. So, we have Felix and we have Claudius Lysias. And Claudius is taking Paul to Felix, the governor, to have him try his case instead. And in his letter, as we can see, he is greatly deferring to Governor Felix. And it's going to be interesting to see what the outcome is. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.